In recent years, Milwaukee Public Schools has increased salaries to attract and retain employees. The school board reinstated a salary schedule in 2019 and just approved a 4.7% cost of living increase. The question is how MPS can sustain those expenses. It lost students at a rapid pace during the pandemic, and state funding hasn't kept up with inflation. The Wisconsin Policy Forum looks into those questions in its report on MPS's FY23 budget proposal. Co-author Rob Hankin tells WUWM education reporter Emily Files that $84 million from a 2020 tax referendum is paying for new costs.
So we are seeing almost half of the $84 million, about $39.7 million or 47% of that amount is going to this broad category of attracting and retaining certified educators. From what we can make out, most of that money is going to both pay for part of a cost of living adjustment that's across the board for all MPS employees of 4.7% in this budget, also helping to pay for compensation changes that were adopted in 2019 and 2020 that have certainly added some significant financial challenges to the MPS budget. So about 47% of the dollars going there. The next largest category with about 18% is additional spending on music, library, media, physical education, and visual art. Again, that was a priority established by MPS leaders. They said they wanted those referendum monies to, in part, helping to pay for some of those areas that are considered so important for student development, but that had seen declined funding and staffing over time. Another big category is for professional support staff, like school counselors, psychologists, social workers, and nurses. That's comprising about 10% of the total.
So MPS is using the referendum to pay for additional positions in certain areas like art, music, physical education, school psychologists, counselors. But as you said, most of the referendum is going towards paying for employee salary increases, basically. But then they're also expecting to save money through a number of vacancies, and that those savings are going to help pay for these salary increases as well. So can you explain that a little bit more?
Yes, and I'm sure your listeners are sort of shaking their heads right now and saying, so how can that be that you're spending more money on salaries, but you're also looking at having, you know, all of these vacancy savings? And that's really, you know, one of the key stories of this budget. They right now have hundreds of vacant positions. It's a byproduct of the very tight labor market and all sorts of other factors that, frankly, every major employer throughout our region and throughout the country is experiencing right now. They expect these high levels of vacancies to continue throughout the next fiscal year. And they have budgeted an extra $38 million worth of savings from those vacant positions. MPS officials say there are about 244 vacant teacher positions right now, just as an example. So because those positions are on the books, but they expect them to remain vacant, they generate $38 million of savings, which essentially offsets the cost of living adjustments, the increase as employees move through their various step categories, and other costs to continue needs, and really allows MPS to produce a balanced budget without any pain, and even with being able to add a few positions. So it is counterintuitive. You're adding positions at the same time that you have vacancies. And I think that's going to be a real question for MPS going forward. Can they get by without a large number of these vacant positions, in which case their fiscal challenges will be abated somewhat in future years? But conversely, if they can't, what are they going to do next year when they don't have a $38 million additional savings from vacancies?
That was the Wisconsin Policy Forum's Rob Hankin talking with education reporter Emily Files about the proposed MPS budget, which has a public hearing Tuesday and is set to be finalized Thursday. MPS also has about $730 million in one-time federal aid, which is mostly going toward one-time costs like facilities upgrades. You can hear Hankin talk about that on Lake Effect at noon.